Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Wine and dine. You're the sweet little babe, the sweet little.
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy holiday weekend. Or Halloween weekend. Yes.
Thank you.
Halloween weekend. Yeah.
You said happy holiday weekend. What's the holiday?
Holiday. I meant to say Halloween because it's Halloween weekend. Halloween's on Tuesday.
Oh,
I said Halloween.
Halloween.
I meant to say, I meant to say Halloween. I said holiday. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a holiday too. Some people look forward to it, you know. And before I bring on my phenomenal guest, Mrs. Tabitha Powell, I want everyone to know today, hot off the press, my latest book, part of my autobiography, is called Broken from the Inside. It's on Amazon. Don't cost much, just $10, or you get an e-book for $5, you know. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you, roar and look the truth and say, dang. Whoa, but I ain't going to tell you nothing else except that. So on that note, I'm going to introduce my guest because we got a caller already with their hand up. So how you doing, Tabitha?
I'm good. How are you? I'm just happy to be here.
Good to have you here. And you're walking up the right tree. When you're talking about looking for the right man and can't find one, okay. I love that topic.
Yes, it's hard.
But before,
it's very hard.
It is. Yes. It is. And most of the time, they are already married or attached. in preparation to
right.
get married. So,
yeah.
And the ones that's
yeah.
out there that are good men, they stay in hiding. They, you know, they go to work and come home. And they don't want to do nothing else, you know. Don't nobody know they exist because
right.
they don't put their stuff out there, you know. They only come
right.
out for family functions.
Right.
So,
I guess, you know, men yeah, I guess they scared too, some of them. You know, they get nervous too.
Because we got the ready women out here. They should be scared, okay?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Babe, I'm going to bring this caller in. They want to ask
okay.
you a question. Caller, your last four digits is 6606. And your comment.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, my name's Joe. I took a look at the title. I like the marquee of the show. So I figured I'd call in and thought maybe it might be a kind of a roundtable type of discussion. I didn't know that you were going to have a guest on. But it'd be interesting to find out. It'd be interesting to find out what her perspective is. Huh?
Okay. Well, there is going to be that brown paper bag type of thing because we have no censorship here. And we've had you on here before with your opinions that we appreciate, you know. So if you would like, you know, I'm just going to let my guests talk about it.
All right,
it.
And then I'll mute myself, and then after she's finished, then I'll just unmute myself and contribute to the show. Is that okay?
That sounds okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay.
All right. What happened? That's okay.
Yeah.
Now you got a male person on the phone, so you know it's always good to have a perspective from male and female. So why did you choose to say you can't find a perfect man? Because you're a graphic designer, you couldn't graph you up one with the qualities that you have.
I don't know. It seems like that's the case right now, you know. I think maybe, you know, sometimes people get so busy, and I don't know if it's because I've just gotten busy and just haven't really just took time for myself to kind of, you know, to be open to meeting that somebody, you know. I've been busy trying to take care of everybody else. And I said, well, I need to take care of me. And then sometimes I have, you know, I've had interest before, but then a lot of times I say, well, you know, I got this going on. And I know sometimes it's never going to be the perfect time. I guess the thing is I'm trying to be open, you know. I think at the time I'm not open. And I have gone through some bad relationships in the past, you know. I guess who hasn't? But I have gone through those trials of picking the wrong person, you know, putting myself out there and
when you picked the wrong person, what was they doing wrong mm-hmm. that you didn't care for? What made them the wrong guy opposed to the right guy?
Well, you know, sometimes you find out what their interest is. A lot of times they don't want to take you out no more. Some of them don't want to take you out anymore. You know, they want you to come by their house and come and hang out with them in the house. And I'm like, no, I want to go out, you know. And we just met, you know. And they're already trying to make reservations at their house, meet them at the house and stuff. And so I don't like stuff like that. You know, I like to be, you know, taken out. You know, that's more later once you're in a relationship. I like to be courted. You know, I'm old school. I like to be courted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you just said, you know, it was a couple of days ago. They were going to call me like 11:30, you know, and talking about I want to come over and see you. No, you don't, because 11:30 at night, you're looking for a booty call.
No.
I don't know you like that. And ain't nothing taking
exactly.
off because, you know, quite as hell. You know, with so many people having diseases and stuff like that and bacteria, you cannot see. You know, and I'm a lady.
Yeah.
You know, Quasis Cap, I might
right.
be open-minded about a lot of things, you know, but I ain't giving
mm-hmm.
you. Like you said, that's like you appreciate my brain, you know, and
right.
my attributes that I bring to the table, not because you think, because it looks good to you, you think I'm just going to give it to you? No. It don't work
no,
that way.
No.
So I had to shut
no.
that down just a couple of days ago. But
right. sometimes you can find out soon. You can kind of read between the lines, you know, especially you calling after hours and ask them to come over, or you can come over. I'll bring your favorite ice cream or whatever. I said, no. You know, that kind of stuff. I don't want to be easy like that, you know. So a lot of times.
Okay, but you know, when you talk about ice cream and stuff, I'm not going to complain about that, because I know one time I was sick. I had the flu. I'm telling you. And this guy drove 2 hours to come to my home to bring me some soup and some lemonade from Chick-fil-A, and just to be there, you know, to give me my medicine, you know. And I was impressed that you came over, first of all, and then you came in there and you brought something to help me feel better, and you wasn't trying to take advantage of the situation that I was weak and I couldn't afford you back. I mean, that was a real man. Yeah. That's why we still friends today, you know, because I to see the men today treat ladies like you're supposed to be treated, you know, because if they were to do that more, you know, they will get further down the road and we'll have more quality relationships. But, you know, there's so many ratchet females out there and ratchet guys calling her out of her name and treat her like she's a runaway girl, like, you know, anything they want, they're supposed to have. It don't work that way. I want some of the real men to step up, to show that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. You know, if you want a lady, treat her like one. Don't act like you want a lady, but you really want somebody that you can jump up and down on the bed. If you want a sexual partner, then that's something different. You know, you go somewhere where you can find something. Go to a strip joint. Go somewhere else where you might pay for it. But, you know, come on now. There's too many real ladies out there, you know. And the real ladies, if y'all want to call, get them, you know, make your voice known. But before I call Joe again, I'm going to ask my co-host, Chris. What do you say about that, Chris?
You're cutting it out. What did you ask?
Take your time. I asked you, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask Tabitha if she tried, like, online dating or social media dating, because, you know, if she hasn't, but I don't know where she's looked for guys, so I was just wondering.
I have not tried the I know some of my friends have asked that, but I haven't tried online dating. You know, I have a friend, she said, I can help you with your profile and all that, but a lot of times I'll meet guys just I don't know, maybe before at work, but I don't want to date coworkers, you know. A lot of times, in case if something don't go right, I don't want to, you know, that'd be a little awkward moment there. But or even like grocery stores, or sometimes just going into a store or something. Sometimes I'll meet somebody that way. You know, the last time I met somebody was like just at a store or something. So I haven't really tried the online dating yet. You know, I'm not to say that I'm going to shut it down, because, you know, some people find their true happiness with them, you know. So, but yeah, I'm open, you know. I'm like real shy. I'm a shy person.
It can be risky.
Yeah, well, I try online dating, and like you said, some people find true love. I found out that she had. So no more, because they sound good on the phone and they sound normal, and when they come over, you know, the first time they cool, they sitting because they're engaged. Well, they should take flight. They look walking in too. But as the conversation progress, is you know, as it goes downhill, because a lot of people, they lie. They get on the phone and they lie about who they are. People say, look, you know, I just want someone, you know, to hang out with when I go to functions, or I just want someone who likes to, you know, be a homebody. You know, I like someone, you know, that is into my kind of sex or whatever. You know, be open, you know. Don't be sitting there acting like it's a good bar, and then, you know, you turn into a But anyway, I know Joe was one of my college fans, and he didn't like women when they was wearing makeup. So, Joe, I got your mic open, darling. Tell me what
you
think.
You don't like makeup? You don't like a lot of makeup? Maybe just more of a natural look?
That's what he said. But now he's not saying anything. Joe, go ahead.
To me?
Your mic because I'm new.
You talking about me?
Is he here? I'm talking about you, darling.
Me. Okay. I don't really. I don't remember ever emphasizing that I like a girl without makeup. The thing is that I'll tell you what your problems are. First thing, when a woman says I want to be courted, turns men off. Okay, especially when a man's over 35 or 40, he doesn't want to hear that nonsense. Okay, he just wants a woman who is pleasant. Doesn't insist subliminally or overtly, man should spend money on. Be pleasant. After 3 or 4 occasions of getting together, then the man, because of the conditioning that we have, will be glad to exert more energy, isn't shy about spending money. But nowadays, as you were saying, there are ratchet women out here. There are some women who have actually made the social media news by actually making a career out of going out with men for free dinners and never doing anything. And that's well known now amongst men, and men are being conscious of it, okay? Men don't want to go and jump through hoops anymore, like I said, especially over 35 or 40. Now, the younger guys, they don't know any better. But all a man wants is pleasant conversation, okay? Knowing that a woman's paying attention to what he's saying, doesn't have to agree with him, doesn't mean that he has to jump on her bones and she has to allow him to jump on her bones for the first date, second date, or third date, but there has to be a time limit. You can't, if you really want a man to like you or if you really want to be in control of a situation, go Dutch. Don't insist upon being treated like a lady, because the first thing a man does then is say, crap, okay, she wants to be treated like a lady. Let me see if I can get something out of her, and then maybe. If I can't, adios. But men don't mind treating you like a lady if, a man doesn't have to jump through hoops. But at the very beginning, if some woman insists, I'm a lady, you turn most of the men off nowadays. Years ago, different. Nowadays, not working.
Well, what's the opposite of a lady? I mean, what's a lady then if a man don't want a lady?
A man wants a companion, a friend. A lady comes later, okay? He doesn't mind pulling the chair out, opening up the door and all that. But if a woman's going to insist on it and he barely knows her, then he's thinking a lady is code for I want you to wine me, dine me, entertain me, and spend money on me, and then maybe if you are lucky, I might spend some more time with you, listen to what you say, and maybe even go to bed and allow you to be in bed with me while I'm there like a beach whale for you to give me an orgasm, okay?
What kind of women are you meeting?
All the chicks out here have that attitude, and it's not just me. You go to YouTube videos, and the women will talk about how hard it is to meet a man. And, they're good-looking women, too. That's because they're not trying to be friends or companions or a good date. They're trying to be treated, wine-dined, and make the man feel like it's his obligation to entertain. Now, if you think I'm wrong, talk to men. Most women don't even know what men want. Okay? You girls do not even know what men want. You think you know, and you think you got inside the mind of a man, and when he tells you what he wants, you don't listen anyway. You're not listening to me.
So you're saying a woman, you mentioned... What kind of women are you dating anybody, or do you have anybody, or...
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it.
Yes,
see,
it
you
is.
Ask that question to find a rationalization for your particular mindset. Now, if I was dating, what would you say? Right now that I'm meeting the wrong women. 90% of the women out here below the age of 35 have that attitude. And I'm telling you, straight
what
it is.
What's your definition of courting? What's your definition of courting?
I just told you. The woman expects to be wine, dined, entertained, and expects the man to spend money on her. Over 35 and 40, men don't want that nonsense anymore.
Phil was saying over 3 times. He wants you to let a guy come over your house for 3 times so the guy can sit there and talk to you in person. I don't know, maybe hold your hand or maybe, you know, you for him or whatever. And then he decides he's going to spend some money on you. But, you know, I kind of think it has a lot to do with where you was raised, because the men in my family, they were raised that it's common courtesy to open the door and put himself as a shield in front of her. Common courtesy for
men are getting
to,
away
to
from that. You're right. Men are conditioned to do that, but they're getting away from it because they're not getting anything out of it.
You always have to get something out of it. It's just sometimes it's just courtesy, you know, just a courtesy.
No. She said for the man to put himself as a shield in front of her. In other words, to protect and provide. Men are getting away from that nonsense. Like I said, over 35 or 40, you're going to find a lot of men, more men, getting away from that than you are with the younger men, because the men, like she's talking about, are conditioned by the fathers and the mothers to act like that. But there's no instructions for the women as to how to act like women. You show up and the man should appreciate you. That's about it.
No, if a guy show up, you know, we get to have a conversation to get to learn more about a person, because we don't know what goes on.
What is it you want to know?
Illness in his family tree. I want to know if there's mental illness in his family tree.
How are you
going to
know that? How are you
going to
know that? How are you going
to
know that unless he tells you?
I'm going to trust that he's not going to be lying to me. You got to extend trust until it was violated. You know, and then if I ask those questions, I want to ask about what was the reason
you're
why
ask
your last relationship
you're gonna
didn't
ask,
work.
Seriously? You're going to ask men if they have a mental illness in their family tree.
Well, maybe more like later in the date, just to kind of see how things go. Because sometimes some questions.
What is it you expect on the first date? Describe the first date to me. What is it you expect the man to do on the first date?
Well, yeah, I mean, usually a first date. Like when you go out, a lot of times, like my first date before, a guy used to come pick me up, you know. But nowadays, you know, a lot of times I'll meet them at the restaurant or wherever we go, you know. Sometimes I just do that. And, of course, yeah, he'll pay. You know, the thing is, it's a good conversation. A lot of times we have good conversation. We talk, we get along, and just get to know each other, you know, ask questions. What are you looking for in a person, you know, all that kind of thing. What do you like? Family, your goals and all that kind of stuff. You know, I like to have a good time. Whenever I go on a date, sometimes my expectations are not real.
When you ask
a
man what his goals are and what does he do and stuff like that, the men realize that what you're looking for is somebody who, what you girls call, equally yoked. In other words, because you're not equally yoked with him. If you've got a guy who's making $40,000 and you're making $50,000, he's not equally yoked. If you're making $30,000, he's $40,000. All of a sudden, he's equally yoked.
It has nothing to do with that.
If money has nothing to do with it?
No, being equally yoked, no. You know, sometimes it's all about beliefs. What are your beliefs? What are your virtues? What are your beliefs in? You know, sometimes a person can be making six-figure in, but we can still not be compatible. You know, sometimes I don't have to have anything to do with money. You know, I've seen women who are with men who have money, but they're the most miserable person on this earth. You know, sometimes money has nothing to do with it. You know, so it has nothing to do with it. I mean, it helps when both are doing pretty okay, but it has nothing to do with that. Sometimes I met
But when you say it helps
money,
when they're doing pretty okay, then it has something to do with it. Women want men.
That's just more of icing on the cake. But a lot of times that has nothing to do with it. You know, you can meet a guy who
How many times does a female lawyer date a plumber? How many times does a female medical student date a cab driver? How many times does a female architect date a waiter? It has everything to do with it.
Very few. Do you have statistics on that?
Yeah, you can look it up. There is research done on it. There are multiple articles written about how women are looking up. There's Vance Packard wrote a book about, I forgot the name of it, years ago. It's about women always want to marry up, always want to look up. It's nothing new. So a woman telling me money's nothing to do with it, I don't believe it. Let me jump in here real quick
because now that is not true, because I have been with a guy who had less, and it wasn't because he had less. It was because of the nature of this person and the good that the person was, you know. And I said to myself, I believe this person can do better, you know, down the road. I didn't judge him because of what he didn't have.
So why would you even have to – why would you do that? If he's doing fine now, then why would you even think about a future for him?
It was about somebody that you can network with. It was about somebody that you can commute with, you can communicate, and, you know, he had the same values. You know, everybody, for whatever reason, are in different levels financially in their life. But that doesn't mean because you got less, then you're not worthy of my affection.
So why did you say he can do better in the future? So you're saying for him to do better, for him to what, have a better conversation,
because,
have better value?
Because he wasn't a It wasn't about a conversation and training to be something better. But when he came at me, he didn't have that. But I believed in his dream, and I saw his dream been fulfilled. But, you know, I didn't wait until after he became what he was going to be.
Why do you care what he wanted to become?
Driving.
You think men give a rat's? You think men care about what position a woman has? Huh? You think if a man is being treated better by a waitress than by a female lawyer, he's going to take the waitress. But a woman would prefer to have the male lawyer and see what she can do to change him. Okay? So the women's attitudes, the real reason why women can't find a man is because their expectations are unrealistic. Because
that's
entirely true. Because men will have women if they're pleasant, if the woman is not argumentative, he will go for the woman. But if the man was pleasant and had the same kind of attributes as the woman, the girl will find him boring. It has everything to do with it. I want to be treated like a lady. I'm a princess.
Have you ever transgender or anything? How would you know what a woman would feel or know?
Women talk about it all the time. Like I said, you go to YouTube, you got authors out here. I got a who and a what?
Right here talking and saying our perspective, and you're saying that we're lying about how we feel about what we look for in a man and what we're willing to accept.
Women don't even know what you want. I'll tell you this.
You don't even know
what you want. That's the fact. Yes. Women will say that.
You don't know
what you want. You think you know what you want, and when the man comes along and fulfills it, then for some reason there's something wrong with them because he didn't fulfill some other aspect.
Hey, it goes both ways. Some men are like that too.
That's
they want
true.
That perfect
I'm not saying all
woman.
Men are perfect.
Talking
I'm just saying
they,
that
they,
women.
They want their little trophy on their arm. You know, I could say some things about some men. How they,
that's true.
You know, you generalize women all a certain way. Men can be generalized too.
And I'm agreeing with you. There are men who want a trophy wife or a trophy girl, and they'll put up with a lot of nonsense from her. But in general, all the women, any woman who's relatively attractive and is not boring and doesn't want a lot of drama can get most of the men that are attracted to her easily. And I'm telling you how. You just be pleasant, okay? You pay attention to what you do not insist upon being treated like a lady. Even pay for Go Dutch. that'll impress the man. But if you say, well, you asked me out and I'm the lady, I'm telling you, I don't know how old you ladies are, but if you're over 35 and 40, that's why you're talking about how thin it is out here, because men are getting away from that. I am telling you, but you don't have to believe me if you don't want it.
Right now.
There's a lot of what?
Things are all so topsy-turvy now. It's just everything.
Yeah,
I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why.
How long have you been single?
I've been single all my life.
What?
Oh. Maybe that's why. What do you think?
I mean, your view.
And you asked
women,
that question because you wanted a rationalization, saying, well, he's been single, that's why I feel that way. I am telling you, there's research done, white papers done, women on YouTube. Talk to men, they'll tell you, but you don't want to listen. You want what you want, and you think what you want is it.
You
don't
know, there's somebody
listen
for everybody.
To men.
I mean, there's somebody for everybody. There's even somebody for you. You know, whoever it is, that person.
There's been plenty of people for me, but I just don't want them in the long term because they all had the attitude of, you know, I want to be treated like a lady and, you know.
So you don't want to treat her like a lady? So how you want to treat her?
I want to treat her like a woman. I want to treat her like a friend for her, for somebody to insist that, well, you know, my mother and my father taught me, you know, I'm a princess and you should always open doors and stuff like this. And I should come first because I'm a woman. See what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. Go away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Go away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not because I don't do it.
I see a man does that.
If a man wants
to open doors for it.
There's nothing wrong with opening doors, but I'm talking of, see, you're not listening. I'm saying women insist on it. That's what turns men off. Men will die for women, but you got to be appreciative of who the man is. You can't keep insisting, I'm the lady, I come first. What's wrong with that? As soon as you say what's wrong with that, that's what's wrong with that.
So,
but you don't want to listen to me.
Well, just men like you. There's something that they can have. They can go get a blow-up doll because a real lady.
See what I'm saying? Oh, don't give me this nonsense about the real man. You're not listening to me. Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. I gave you the real scoop. Go on with your lives the way that you want. And then 10 years from now, then you remember, you know what? I think Joe might have had something 10 years ago. Okay, go ahead. I'll keep quiet. Sorry. Didn't mean to inject any information into the discussion. Go ahead. I'm listening. I just put myself back on mute again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's one thing. There is no censorship. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. And as far as it's kept, you know, it's a lot to be said for the way you were raised, because some things are cultural. Sometimes people are raised with no respect for the women in their life or the females in their life, whether it's their grandmothers, their mothers, their sisters, cousins, or whatever.
Right.
You know, and some men that was raised in my family tree, they was raised, okay, you protect, you open doors for her, car door, front door, you know, you take her out and show her that she is a prize to be with. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pay for your meal, you know, and she's going to see that. You were so classy and everything that she have no problem. Say, come on, baby, let me take you out the next time. You know, because that's how one guy was doing it. One time he'll take me out to the tour event. The next time I take him, and on my night, I took him for a hot air balloon ride, champagne thing. Because he showed me up front that he was classy. You know, he took me out to one of the Viking dinner places where they had the horses and stuff and everything. That was kind of different. Yeah, I'm digging that. So, you know, I took him on that air champagne ride. So my family, you know, they are not away from that because it's instilled in them when they was young, protect the females, you know. And I am impressed when I see men who was classy enough to say, well, look, I see you as my queen. And I'm going to treat you like a queen. I'm not going to treat you like you're some help Maiden, you know, change the seat at the hotel? No, 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 no. Because any guy I want in my life, I want to be proud of him. I don't want to sit there and say, Dad, he don't do that for you. He don't do that for you. All you got to do is be quiet when he's talking to Neil and be a sexual partner. Wrong answer. That ain't the kind of man that I want. Period.
You see, like I said, nobody was listening. You all dismissed what I said. Okay? I'm just going to be a prize. I just want to ask one question. What makes either one of you the prize? Why should any man consider you two or any woman that you're talking about the prize?
My heart,
I'm
you know,
good morals. I'm willing to help the person that I'm with. You know, I'm not ratchet. I present myself well out in public and as well as at home. You know, I'm good in the bedroom. I'm good in the kitchen, you know, and I'm there to help motivate him to be his better self, and I hope that for me as well. You know, I'm an even partner. I'm there to help him. You know, so I'm a good woman. So hey, you know, I don't know what you're thinking.
Right.
You might not have a rant across some in a long time, but I know what I am. I know my worth.
So you're like that with every man you meet, every man you date?
No. Probably not with my
I don't date a man like that because every man is not good enough for me to want to waste my time with.
What makes him not good enough?
Well,
when they talk like this. So, again, both of you are dismissing what I said because you never even listened to what I said. I said men are getting way over the ages of 35 to 40. Okay, maybe I misunderstood. So what was it that I said that you thought, what did you think I said? What did I say?
You mentioned that women should be Dutch dating. They pay for their own meal. Women should not have to have a guy open the doors for them. Women should not have to expect a guy to for their meal. A woman should have a guy come up about three times or so, as you said, and then the guy think he likes her for whatever reason that transpired in those three previous dates, then maybe take her out to eat. That's what you said.
Yeah. Is that what
I said?
You said? And then what you said?
Oh, that's what it sounds like.
You said something about a friend, right? You want a woman that's your friend. So you're looking for a friend first and then develop into a relationship? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
To me? Oh, to him.
Yeah.
Most men.
Chris, I was after is what Joe said.
Most men, like after three dates, they do want to go to bed with the woman, okay? But
well, men and women think
that a man, that a woman, if a woman
date, that's why they no longer date me.
Well, then the man doesn't care, okay? Who cares?
You can go your way, he goes his way.
So what?
I said
a man wants a woman who is pleasant, doesn't want drama, will pay attention to what he's saying. I also said she doesn't have to agree with everything that he says, okay? Can go Dutch with the man. And then after about three dates or so, the man will realize that he's got a woman who is not like other women. And because of the conditioning that we have, well, then we'll not mind treating her like a lady because I forget the name of the authoress was talking about, then what do you want after that?
What?
And that then he doesn't mind opening up the doors and treating her like a lady. But the man wants appreciation for what he does, for the time spent with the woman. He doesn't have to jump all over her bones.
We're going to do a part two to this show because we're down to seconds. We're going to do a part two. And, Joe, you're welcome to call back in because I would like to pick your brain because I ain't understanding you. So when you see part two looking for the right man and can't find one, please call in because I got something for you, darling.
Hey, Terry.
Oh, you make it sound like a challenge. You got nothing for me. All you got to do is take a look at YouTube, take a look at, do some research on white papers. Look up why women are having problems with dating. You can look that up on YouTube. You'll find out then he might have something for me.
Okay. We ran out of time. We got like 9 seconds. So the real deal is, no, we're going to do a part two of this show. I'm not going to watch YouTube. I want you, Joe, to call in. Please. Please do that, because I feel like...
Oh, you make it sound like I haven't been through these conversations before. You think you got something for me? I might even change your mind. I doubt it, but who knows?
Yeah, well...
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
You are something else.
Well, Joe, I appreciate talking to you, because you definitely give me some reason to think, you know, and I sure hope the guys don't think like you, baby. But on that note, we got to get up out of here. We done ran out of time. Tabitha,
I'm sorry to take
you,
up the time of the guest.
Okay.
I hope she comes back, too.
No, because you know something, Joe? You can be the guest as well, because I like to pick your brain, because you must be a Neanderthal.
You can ask me any kind of questions about my philosophy about women.
Yes, sir.
Anytime.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to write your phone down.
Right.
I'm going to make sure you know the next show is coming on. All right, darling.
Oh,
have a safe weekend.
Right.
Stay blessed.
You too.
We can do this.
Everybody be safe, because it is dangerous out there. Have a good weekend.
It really is.
Y'all too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.